Here?
Yeah, room one, Chris and Brant. Don't laugh.
Well, I had bad plastic surgery. Should have known this doctor was a quack. His office was in like a warehouse.
I see. Questions?
No, just please help me, doctor.
Absolutely. It's usually easier to do these things right the first time, but... What? You seem dubious.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I hear you're the best, Dr. McAbee.
I don't know about that, but I think we can figure something out here. Relax. That's relaxed? Okay, let me just pull it down for a sec. And I let go. Okay, shoots right back up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry about what?
Oh my God!
What?
Just, wow. That just really
yeah.
went right up there.
That was high. You gotta watch that. It's gonna just get caught in your hair.
That's just, I don't know, maybe I should just keep it like this. It seems to make other people happy.
Oh, wow. No. But seriously, are you available for my kid's birthday party?
I'm sorry. That's too much. Let me give you a hug. That's what you need first. All right,
we'll fix this.
Oh God, okay, I'm gonna excuse myself. I'm sorry.
Ding dong!
Eddie's here.
Hey, my cousin.
Oh my gosh. Brow's gone wild over here. I'm actually digging it. And what are you doing later?
Oh, sorry. I'm kind of seeing anybody else.
There you go.
Oh, Brouch. Oh my gosh. Look, I don't know who you're seeing, but whoever they are, they don't have what this guy's got. Down there, you know what I mean?
All right, Eddie.
Yes, no, it's a very good one. I should know. I installed it.
Oh, you had a penile enlargement?
Yes.
People really do that. That is hilarious. See you the 28th, Dr. McAbee.
Okay. All right.
Why are you telling everybody about my surgery?
What, am I hiding the secrets around here? You don't think Catherine knows about this? Catherine was there in the room when I did this. She held the magnifying glass.
You did, and the tweezer.
Real nice.